The Internet Celebrates the Collapse of the Left's Woke Olympic Icons. By Warner Todd Houston on August 2, 2021. After a number of woke Olympics warriors went down to ignominious defeat this week, many Americans jumped to social media to celebrate their demise, Team USA or no. After spending years protesting against the USA, the U.S. women's national soccer team took an early loss against Sweden on July 21, right after the Tokyo Games opened, and then were out of gold medal contention entirely due to Sunday's loss to Canada. Far from finding a Team USA loss devastating, many reacted gleefully when the team led by loud and proud anti-American protester Megan Rapinoe went down to defeat in Japan. Little Miss Purple Hair and her team of woke warriors fell flat on their faces. Read an article posted to conservative commentator Wayne Dupree's website. Maybe it would have been smarter for Team USA to focus more on the actual sport of soccer than the sport of liberal wokeness. The article said, adding, I mean, if there was a medal for being social justice warriors, Team USA would have taken every gold medal in the joint. The article voiced many of the jibes typical of those launched at Rapinoe and her teammates after the losses to Sweden and Canada. For instance, another conservative blog called Rapinoe's Loss Karma. Social media kicked into high gear, as well. Author Nick Adams posted several tweets revealing his satisfaction that Rapinoe and Team USA lost. Sports commentator Clay Travis insisted that many people enjoyed the loss. Commentator Dinesh D'Souza exclaimed that many Americans are celebrating Canada's win over Team USA because at least the Canadians are not anti-American. Many others agreed. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.